This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, friend, family member, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Interesting text here. Says my grandfather worked with a guy that had some screws that were loose. My mom, my aunts, grandmother, they all disliked the guy. And they would say there's just something off about him. That guy, Gary Ridgway.
Mm. Oh.
Yep. Well, they nailed
it. Heard that story before.
I have. We've talked to a lot of
the
people.
The calls that we've had over the years.
But it's all kind of the same thing.
Everyone knew it was Gary.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, that's the essence of this whole story. Like, of course it was. Yeah, I mean.
We couldn't prove it.
We all knew.
But we knew. Like, he is the Green River Killer. That guy. Right there. It's got to be him.
Sometimes you do meet people and you're just like, something's off with that person.
Yeah. And, you know, like, Miles used to have the neighbor Sam, whatever his name was.
Oh, Sam was.
Back in Baltimore, man.
He always had food on a sweater.
And, like, he was, quote,
and
unquote,
in his face.
A nice guy. If you talk to him, he was exceptionally cordial, very inviting. But, like, the first time I met him, it's like, that guy's got, like, kids buried under the floorboards
okay.
or something.
Like, to give you an idea, I was in the basement apartment that you could only get into the backside of the building.
Yeah.
There were two doors. Mine and right across the hallway was Gary. Nobody else would ever go down into that area unless they were walking out the back. That was not the normal way into that apartment.
Yeah.
You came in on the other side. Gary would sit out a box of toys in front of his door in case any kid walked by and wanted to have a free toy. He didn't put a sign up. Nothing
right.
like that. It just was a box of toys. A box of toys.
And how many kids did he have?
He had no kids.
Correct. What did his wife think? Oh, that's right. Not married.
No.
It's just him.
He would open the door, but only open it like 2 to 3 inches, either because he could not open it any farther than that.
I don't think he wanted you to see what the hell was in his apartment.
Absolutely,
man.
Yeah.
That's what is tough about that stuff, because, like, in theory, okay, that's supposed to be like a nice
gesture.
That's
a kind gesture, sure.
But I'm with you. That raises a red flag in my mind. Like, something's off.
If you are not Santa Claus or like 400 years old.
If it's not Halloween and you don't have candy and that's what you decide to put out, all right, fine, whatever. If not, to always have a box of toys.
But you know what the difference is this, though. It's because we knew the guy that put out the box of toys. Like, I've met some people in my life and I've had some neighbors that were up there in age. And if they did the exact same thing, I wouldn't give it a second thought.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, hey, man, you know what? That nice old lady down the hall. Giving out toys. That dude puts the box out.
Sam's defense, we would get loud. I would play my radio loud, you know, music and all that stuff, TV, have people over. He never bitched about any of that. He never had a complaint with me. So I will give him credit for that, because he would be the only one that could hear all the ruckus.
I don't think he wanted any interaction that might lead to police. So even if you want to call, honestly, like, you're blasting music, like, I don't think you would ever call 911 on anyone for anything, because if the cops show up and have to get a statement or something, they're going to step into the house of horrors. I am convinced, man, there's bodies in that place.
Friend, family, neighbor, or coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Julius. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Julius. How about yourself?
I can't complain, since it's a somewhat okay day.
All right.
Anyway, so I got a story about none other than my brother Mark. And this is the same one from the last story I told you guys, where he left the hospital.
Okay.
Oh, God, this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy. All right, so the story isn't about me coming to the realization that this man was crazy. It was actually my friend Alex. We were he's new. So he's from Yelm, Rainier area. Population of like 10 people. I don't know. It's a small little community and stuff. So it's he's not really familiar with black folk. Just put it like that, and how they operate when they do dirt. Right.
So, I've been to Yelm. You're not wrong.
So we're my dad's got some property down there. He's taking some cars back and forth from some other guy that he bought some stuff from, and Mark's driving, right? So I'm with my friend Alex. We're in the back seat. We got a car on a trailer. We're driving down this country road. This guy behind us, he's speeding or whatever. He's just driving crazy. He wrecks behind us, hits like a pole or something, and messes his whole car up, totals it. He doesn't happen to be from around the area. I don't even think the country, because he couldn't speak any English at all. But Mark was like, "Oh man, I'll help you out. I'll help you out, and make sure you throw all those beer cans over the rail over here. Throw it over the fence right here, you know, so no one sees it and stuff. Oh, your speakers, man, make sure you get those out. Get those out. The amp, you know, the sub. Get all that stuff out of there, because when they tow this car, you never know if they're gonna have it, right? So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know. I mean, like, except for the whole hiding the beer and stuff. But my buddy at the time, he's just like, what is going on? And then as soon as the police pull up, Mark's like, yeah, man, this guy speaks no English. He's been drinking and driving. Oh, look, all the cans are look, the cans are right over there. Da 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 da. And long story on that part short, Mark ended up keeping all of the speakers,
Man.
He kept all that stuff. And my friend is just flabbergasted. His mind is blown. He's like, why would he do that? Why would he? And, you know, I ask that question every day when I look at that guy. Every day.
And you say your brother is still okay, right?
Oh, yeah. He ended up out in Portland somehow. I don't know how he drifted down there.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
What does he do for a living?
That's a good question at this point. I don't know. I don't really know. I haven't talked to him in a while. I got to go down there and see. He just does a little bit of everything. He's a good mechanic. He can fix your car.
Hell, you can take your speakers out.
Except for when the electrical wiring. He had somebody try to come kill him at the pink car wash elephant one time. Long time
ago. Jesus.
Anyway, before I go, I wanted to give a quick shout out to my son, Bambino. He listens with me every day. He loves you guys. He's always asking to put you guys on the podcast.
Awesome. How old is he?
He's 9.
All right.
Very cool. What does he think of his Uncle Mark?
Oh, man. He's, you know, like you always see a kid and you got to like, what is going through their head right now? That's the whole look on his face every time he's around Mark.
Well, he's smarter than you know.
Okay.
You know?
Hey, that's a good sign. Yep. That is a good sign.
Friend, family, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Colleen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys, I got a fun one for you today. About 12 years ago, I met a roommate off of Craigslist.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah. And they were in the program. They worked at Boeing. You know, they were pretty independent, so I figured, okay, this person's not a partier. I don't really have to worry about, you know, a bunch of people coming in and out of the house. So I was pretty much sold from the gate.
Was this your residence? Were you renting out of a place you owned?
No, I was looking for a room to rent.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I meet this gentleman. Everything checks out. As far as I know, I think he sounds like a perfect match for a roommate. So I move in, and at first everything was fine. And when I moved in, I told him I had a boyfriend, just to kind of set that boundary, even though they were about 20 years older than me at the time. I was in my 30s. And I finally did start dating somebody while I was living with this guy, while we were roommates, just platonic roommates, no relationship. And all of a sudden, he starts messaging me, telling me, oh, when you stay at your boyfriend's, your cat claws at the door all night. You need to do something about it. So I said, okay, let me know if you're going to be home during the weekends. And if you are, I'll either take my cat with me, or maybe my boyfriend can stay the night at the apartment with me. And we never get a response. This went on for about a month. All of a sudden, I get a letter at my employer saying that a anonymous customer said that I was intoxicated at work, that I was selling stuff to my coworkers and to customers. And I was completely blown away of who and why anybody would do this. And I was working two jobs at the time, talk to my other employer, give them a heads up, and go home, talk to my roommate about it. Crickets, doesn't say anything. Well, I came home another day and my iPad case had been opened, and I didn't have a password on it at the time because I didn't feel like I needed one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was open to some pretty private things that I had gone through because I had just written a paper for something that I was working on.
Okay.
And so I'm talking with my boyfriend. My boyfriend's like, we've been together for a few months at this time. Your roommate situation seems a little bit funky. If you're comfortable, you can move in with me. I'm like, okay. So I email my roommate and I tell them, hey, I'm going to be moving out at the end of the month. I'm going to move in with my boyfriend. I'm giving you notice now. It's like 3 weeks in advance. We've been roommates for about 6 months at this time. And I get a response back that says, I know you're a felon. Excuse you.
What is that? Is that a dog?
Yeah, it's a puppy.
Okay.
She's a 2-month-old puppy. But, so I write him, tell him I'm going to move out. He responds telling me, if you can be out by this weekend, I will give you your full deposit back. I know that you're a felon. I know that you were driving on a suspended license, which I wasn't at the time. Like, all these very personal things.
Why did he believe that? Because it sounds like he at least believes what he's telling you, right?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I am an ex-felon. And I did have a DWI, and I did have a suspended license before I moved in with him. So I'm assuming that he did a background check on me.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. And so I'm like, okay. But then he says something about, when you move out by yourself. I don't want your boyfriend here. He intimidates me. And I'm like, that's really weird. You've never met my boyfriend. In fact, I've never done anything to cause a rift between us, but okay, like, obviously you want me out. And so things kind of started to add up and make sense. And so he gave me something in writing, I think when I first moved in, about a rental agreement. And at this point, I had just gotten back the written letter that this anonymous customer had submitted to my employer claiming that I was drunk and selling things to customers and my coworkers, and come to find out it was my roommate.
Oh, the handwriting.
Did you talk to him about that?
I didn't, because I still wasn't 100% sure. And so just to save face and just to try and avoid as much chaos and drama as possible, my boyfriend helped me out, got me moved out that weekend. No fuss, no muss. Didn't even see my roommate until I was taking my last box out to my truck, and my boyfriend wasn't even there at the time. And my roommate asked me, he goes, so what's your work address so I can send you your, remaining from the deposit? And so I said, you don't need to have my employer. I have a P.O. box. You can send it to my P.O. box. Throws a fit, doesn't want to send it to my P.O. box, wants to send it to my employer. I move out. 3 weeks later, I get a new letter at my other employer with the same accusations and claims that were given to my other employer.
Why do you think this guy had it out for you?
So I am not a terribly vain person. I think I'm fairly attractive. I don't think
you're too sexy to be vain. I get it.
It doesn't matter. You got a 2-month-old puppy.
Men
are going to come to you no matter what, dude.
You don't have to say it. Like, obviously, he thought he had a chance of dating you because you lived in this apartment.
Well, and that's what some of my coworkers and some of my management thought, because at first, I honestly thought, and I feel really bad, I thought it was one of my coworkers, because when my boyfriend and I started dating, we were working together at a home and garden store, and I knew that she was kind of attracted to him, and I didn't think that she was the kind of person, but I was like, oh, you know, like, maybe she's trying to get me out of here so that she can make her move on, and felt really bad even, you know, accusing her of that. But then with the...
Wait, did you actually accuse her of that, or you just thought in your head it's probably her?
I mentioned it to one of our managers as, like, the only possibility, but that was also the same manager that was like, no, I don't think that she would have done that. Honestly, it sounds like this guy was trying to isolate you so that you would be dependent on him.
That's what it sounds like.
Start dating him. And like I said, that was the farthest thing from my mind. I had no idea.
Did you ever get your deposit back?
So check this, guys. This Looney Tunes, he rode his bike, you know, quite a bit, had a bicycle that for the most part he would keep on the little porch that we had for the apartment. Every now and then, I never asked why, but every now and then he would put his bicycle on his couch, kickstand out. I'm not lying. So when I went to move out, even though he told me, if you move out by the end of this week, I will give you your full deposit, full refund, no ifs, ands, or buts, no questions, he gave me a third of it back. And part of his explanation of why was because he said that he thought a stain on his couch was from my cat's butthole.
Oh, my God.
As if, like,
that was the reason?
Okay, it's a good thing you got out of there. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
I get the feeling if you'd stayed there longer, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
No. Yeah. Friend, family, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
The cat's butthole. That is very, very... Most people just say, your cat left a stain.
Trust me, if there's any animal that's got a clean one, a cat. It's a cat.
My cat spends probably half her waking hours cleaning her ass.
A cat's is cleaner than yours.
Yeah. I think the only animal that would have a cleaner butt are the Charmin bears.
Their tongue is a bidet. I mean, they can clean everything.
They do. And then cough it up somewhere. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola, hombres.
So who did you find out had a screw loose?
Quite a few people, but the one that jogged my memory was about the stuffed animals. When over the years, I was married a long time to my ex-wife, and it was the third or fourth place we were moving, and there were generally about 10 stuffed animals that she collected from Valentine's Day, birthdays, this and that, and I'm throwing them in a big black bag, and she's like, what are you doing? I said, what? She goes, you can't put those in there. I was like, why? She goes, they're not going to be able to breathe.
She said they're not going to be able to breathe.
That's what she told me.
Is that when you started thinking maybe we should be in different relationships?
Yeah. That was one of the signs. I should have picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
Yeah, man.
In hindsight. Yeah.
2020.
Look, yeah, that's understood. Yeah.
I mean, hindsight's always 20/20, but to me, that one's weird enough where it's like, wait a minute. You know these things aren't alive, right? Like, I just want to make sure you understand that.
I didn't have that element. They were just there.
Yeah, they were just
mine,
there.
Mine were just there, but they...
But almost, they couldn't be on the floor.
They couldn't be on the lava floor, you know?
That's the part that's the weirdest thing to
me. Are you reaching back there? Oh, my God, you are.
And you're still actively having sex.
Yes. No, wait. Yes.
It doesn't say a whole lot about your sexual prowess.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking, too. Like, really?
Like, I'm this
okay,
bad.
Okay, I guess I'm here. Friend, family member, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
And the more we talk about it, while it's super weird, I'm kind of impressed.
What, all the teddy bears? Oh, the fact that she could lean back
and grab two teddy bears and readjust them on the bed while actively being involved in a sexual encounter.
I can't believe you weren't staring at the teddy bears, man. I just don't think I'd be able to take my eyes off them.
They're everywhere. I mean, you couldn't help it.
Teddy, like, I don't know. I haven't been in that situation. I told you, the dog staring at me would creep me out.
Yeah, because it's a real dog.
Right.
And it's like, come on, man. You're making this weird.
Correct.
Hey, dog, you're making it weird. Go away. Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hola. Hola. Yeah, we got you, Lynn.
Hola. So this is actually about my mom, and it's pretty appropriate since Thanksgiving this week. But my mom, she grew up in the Philippines, like deep in the jungle. So, you know, modern urban life in America is a little strange for her. But she's really, really particular about her turkeys, and so she special orders them every year.
Where does she order them from?
At the time, I think it was like Hagen's or something, some fancy store.
All right.
So she just special orders one, and then one year they I think they gave it away or they misplaced it. They just didn't have it when she went to pick it up. But instead of just like accepting that it's an accident, she becomes convinced that someone has been stalking her, and they know that she gets the best turkeys. And she's convinced that they pretended to be her, they impersonated her, and took her turkey.
How many years ago was this that you had this experience and realized that your mom might be a little cuckoo?
Oh, I knew my mom was cuckoo long before that. I love her, but she's unhinged. This is just, it's Thanksgiving tale for me, so. But this was about 15 years ago when I was in my 20s.
Was she protective of you growing up?
Oh, yeah. So one time I went to the beach, like we live near a lake, and I thought she was actually like letting me have my independence. I went to the beach with my friends. I was in like middle school. Found out later she crawled onto the top of the roof of our house with binoculars and was watching me the whole time.
Good God, man.
Okay.
Save that for the naked neighbors.
How was your, being a boyfriend must have been tough for you, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. So the turkey story is not over. It actually gets worse the next year.
Okay.
So the next year, she knows she's got a turkey stalker, and she is convinced that they are not going to steal her turkey this year. So she gets in her car. She drives to Hagen, and she orders her turkey like normal. She then proceeds to get back in the car, drive in loops around town to throw off the turkey stalker. So she's like taking crazy turns. She's stopping in parking lots. She's going down alleys. And then she goes to the Safeway and she orders another turkey under an alias. And she threatens the butcher and says, if you give this turkey to anyone but this face, and she points at her face, she's like, remember this face. If you give this turkey anybody but this face, I'm coming after you.
So you had two turkeys that year. Is that what I'm guessing?
She counted the first one as a loss. She sacrificed that to the turkey stalker, and then she got her second turkey.
I mean, I will say, when I was a kid, my mom was a psycho about that, too.
Right.
You had to get a fresh turkey, and you had to go to the grocery store, didn't matter which one, and, like, pre-order it, like a week or two in advance.
But she didn't think she was being stalked.
Are you spending Thanksgiving with your mom this year?
I am.
All right. Did she get a turkey?
Yes, we've convinced her that there is no turkey stalker, so we finally talked her out of that after some a sit-down session after we found out she'd driven loops around town.
And threatened a butcher.
Threatened a butcher. Yeah. Remember this face.
Remember this face.
Gobble, gobble, mother. Friend, family, neighbor, coworker, when'd you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, quick check in there with Mike Hawk. Mike, as far as the coats for kids number, the goal was $6,900 by the end of our show.
Yeah.
Taryn Daly will appear at a live night and sing Father Christmas from the Kinks if we reach that goal. How are we doing on the number right now?
Sitting at $5,200 out of $6,900 goal.
Come on.
$20. Puts a brand new United States made coats on a kid in need in the Pacific Northwest.
And a U.S. made Taryn Daly on stage on live night.
Yes, we need 2,500 coats for kids. That's what we need, the goal. $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. If we hit $6,900, Taryn will sing that song for you at live night December 13th at Showbox Soto. Tickets on sale now, KISW.com.
Bill.
Our question, friend, family, neighbor, or coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Connor.
No Connor.
Uh-oh. We'll get back to him. He's doing something unimportant. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Happy early Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, man. You too.
So I could give you guys a couple of stories. I'm an Army veteran, 15 years. And being in the military, you get people from every walk of life, everywhere across the country. And I spent most of my time in combat arms, so you kind of can tell who the people that are just not quite there all the time aren't.
Sure.
So in 94, we got deployed to Haiti. Went to Port-au-Prince, and we, as a whole battalion, and we had our cooks. They set up what we call a mobile kitchen, a mess kit. And we had this one cook who wasn't quite right in the head. Good cook, but great. He kept complaining to to the head cook, the mass sergeant, that there were wild packs of dogs running through Port-au-Prince. And this is before earthquakes and all this. So just a little clarification. So they would come into our compound, they'd get through the concertina wires, and they'd scavenge through the trash. He did not like this complaint, kept complaining about it. He even brought up, hey, let me shoot the dogs. And the mess sergeant was like, no, you can't shoot the dogs, that's not going to happen. So he grumbled off. Well, he had KP the next morning, and I got up. Went to do the KP work, and I see the battalion commander, the mess sergeant, the command sergeant major all huddled around, and this guy standing out there in his PT uniform, and there are about 8 dead dogs all hanging out all inside the concertina wire. He didn't shoot him. No, he got creative. He took some of the mess rations we get. So, not the meals ready, the little bag meals. These are actual food that the military packages up for these meth kits to make. He mixed in rat poison into a bunch of the egg, the breakfast meals, and fed it to the dogs. As I said, there were about 6 to 8 dogs just dead throughout the concertina wire, just the laying everywhere. No real incident between, this guy was just, he said he couldn't wait for the mess sergeant to decide what to do, so he decided to take it into his own hands.
So what does the sergeant think about him improvising on that?
Let's just say he spent several days trying to get these dead dogs out of the concertina wire. This is in August in Haiti. Interesting fact about Haiti. I was a young private when I went, and not my first foreign country, but a different place for me to go. Surprised to find a country that believes in voodoo as their religion so much.
Did it start creeping you out?
No, no. But it was just interesting.
Yeah.
No, but so this guy, he obviously got demoted. He got extra duty criminal stuff, more military criminal stuff, and basically whatever BS detail that could come up or be done. This is where the expression I learned, mopping the rain. He was tasked to go outside of the headquarters unit and mop the rain.
All right. So yeah. Whatever they could find.
Right. As I said, I was in 15 years. I could give you guys some stories that it just cracks you up, the people you meet. And you're just like, you didn't know these people could snap like that, you know?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's a little weird, man. I mean, it's that the dogs are eating the trash. They're not provoking anyone. They're not attacking anyone. You know what I mean? And he poisoned them.
Plus, that's just...
Which is
that's
crazy.
That's not a great look for the base.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then,
don't shoot to them, man.
Back to what the doctor told me a couple weeks ago. Whatever you do, don't pet the dogs.
Right.
Do not get near the dogs. Cats, dogs, do not touch them.
You know, it's weird that those dogs can even survive in Haiti, because from what I heard, they should have been eaten already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aren't they?
I'm a dog in Haiti. I'm going to the Dominican.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm out of there. Friend, family member, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So, Jim, when did you realize someone had a screw loose?
I was in the military as well, and we had a boss who was off his rocker routinely, but in this one particular day, we had had new, everyone had got new gloves, work gloves. And one of the guys come in and said, oh, great, new gloves. And he went up and he grabbed the boss's, Hank's, brand new pair of gloves and put it on. Hank freaked out. He went in the fetal position, rocked up against the wall for about 45 minutes. Then he walked outside. He chain smoked a pack and a half of cigarettes. And his day was blown. He was just screaming and yelling at Russ for doing that with the gloves.
What exactly did he do? What did I miss on this? What did he do with the gloves?
He simply put on Hank's brand new pair of gloves.
Okay.
Just to try them out. Work gloves. They're nothing special. They're just leather work gloves. But the best part is we realized that we had to get rid of him. And so he had about just under 2 years left in the military. So I broke into his personnel record, volunteered him to go worldwide anywhere. On the spot, and about 6 weeks later, he got orders to Korea and spent the next 18 months in Korea without his family.
So you basically, did you fill out his paperwork for a transfer?
I did.
Wow. And he had no idea.
He had no idea, because this was the early 90s, and so computers were very new. He had not set up his account. But I had all the data available right there, like his date of birth and all this stuff. And I had all the stuff to create an account. So I created his online account. And then I volunteered him to go anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
Because you're afraid. Get the hell out of here. That's all we cared about.
Yeah, you're afraid he's going to snap.
Dang.
So then all of a sudden, he gets orders 6 weeks later. And he's over there at the personnel just, like, throwing a fit up and down, like, I didn't volunteer. And they're like, here's the paperwork. You signed up to do this day. And he's like, I didn't do it.
And they took it.
The hardest thing is when he's back in the shop is not laughing, because everyone is looking at me and everyone knows I did it. And we're all just trying to keep a straight face, like, oh, man, how did that happen? I can't believe that happened to you. That's just terrible.
Sorry, man.
I guess you never saw him again.
It took a few weeks for him to leave, probably about 6-8 weeks to leave, but eventually he was out of there and he was someone else's problem.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Pass the buck along.
Jesus.
Damn.
Friend, family member, neighbor, or coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Hey, so I used to live in these apartments over in Auburn, and one night I came home from working at the airport, and I had a neighbor lady come over. Her name was Casey, and she knocked on the door. She wanted some eggs, which is weird, but whatever. I let her in, and then she got real weird. She tried to, like, have sex with me, with my wife, and, like, this is, like, a one-bedroom apartment, so I was like, no, you gotta go. So
How long was it from the time that you let her in to grab her eggs that she started trying
not
to have sex
with? Like, 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes did she bend over and go, kitty, 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 and try to get my cat from underneath my table, and she was like, it was weird, dude. She got real weird, and, like...
Well, she didn't specify the eggs.
No, it was just weird, but, like, I kicked her out, and then I threw, like, a party for some coworkers and us, because, you know, we're all like buddies. And I went to go get something from the store. One of my friends called and said, hey, a friend of yours came over, but she's drinking all the vodka. And I was like, I didn't invite anybody else.
Oh, boy.
I came back home, and now it's me, my wife, and my son. I just wanted some coworkers. This lady is making out with one of my girl coworkers on the ground, and they're both trashed. And it was nuts. I got her off and kicked her out, and I think it was like a couple weeks later, I woke up. It was like 11 at night. I remember this because I saw lights flashing from the window. She was getting arrested outside the apartment by the cops, and she was like spitting on them, and then they like put her bag over her face, and it was great, man.
Wow. It was great. Jeez. How did she come back after she was arrested?
No. She, prior to being arrested, she was kicked out, but I think she was still living there because I kept on seeing her periodically. So when she was arrested, she never came back. But it was eventful.
That's great.
Wow.
She's chugging your vodka when you're at the grocery store.
Making out with your friends.
Nice. That's classy.
I like that move. Hey, yeah, your friend's drinking your vodka. Mm-hmm. She's not my friend.
I mean, it's one thing if the host isn't there and somebody's like, yeah, let's do a shot of his whiskey.
Sure.
But if you just start chugging taking a swig from the bottle, I'm fine with.
Yeah, chugging.
You're chugging from a bottle, and specifically when the homeowner isn't there, like, that's red flag.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Friend, family member, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, so first-time caller, long-time listener to you guys.
Appreciate that.
So my story goes back like a good amount of years ago when I worked at a dispensary.
Okay.
So we had this new guy after a while, and on one of my breaks, I go into the break room and he's listening to Bill Nye the Science Guy. And he's laughing to himself. And so I asked him, like, what's so funny? And he's like, oh, Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'm like, yeah, no, he's a pretty good, like, funny character. And he goes, no, not Bill, the science.
Thinks the science is funny.
Yeah, the science is funny. And so I asked him, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, the science is ridiculous. It's fake.
Oh, there's a lot of there's a lot of people out there like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so I kind of talked to him for a little bit about it. And I go off to work again, and I tell a couple of my other coworkers. And when he comes back out, we start asking him about it. And he clarifies that he is a flat earther.
Yeah.
And over, like, a couple next, like, weeks, we kind of mess with him. And so, like, to see how far his delusion and moment was when he tried to explain gravity.
Yeah, he's the source for it.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah,
flat earth.
Well, at least you guys got to sample the product. friend, family, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
I like that he's just like, this Bill Nye guy is full of S.
Yeah, the science. Hello, Casey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, just tell me, Karen Daly hot? She's got to be hot, isn't she?
Oh, I think she's very attractive, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, that's worth it then. All right. Anyways, I was going out with this girl, and which doesn't really narrow it down much. But anyways, I was going out with her, and I asked her sign, and she didn't know what her sign was. And I thought, you know, a girl in her, you know, early 30s, she really, you know, I thought everybody knew her sign was. And everybody I knew, nobody really knew anything about the girl. So I was just kind of curious, you know, and a couple more things didn't quite jive. So I really got curious after a while, you know, when she was real, you know, not giving too many answers or anything. You know, I wanted to make sure I wasn't going out with someone that used to be a boy or something. So anyways, we did a little internet search and come to find out she was a witness in federal protection.
How do you do an internet search to find out that someone's a witness protection?
That seems like it's not working.
Well, no, the only reason that I could tell is it wasn't that. It was the newspaper articles is the only reason, because the name was changed, but the picture was the same. And okay. The reason that there was the newspaper article is because she was also a co-defendant.
What had she done?
The person that she ratted on murdered six other women.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, yeah, time to get out.
And she was a co-defendant.
Yeah, I'm not dating that. No. Like, sorry, no. Man. Well, no. I didn't kill him. Mm-hmm. I just know the person that did. And then I ratted him out because obviously I was going to go to jail for something really bad if I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. No dating.
Friend, family member, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I was a medic in the military, and one day I get this guy coming over to me. Has four of the fingers on his hand severed.
Completely off.
He's holding him in his other hand.
Damn.
Now, we get the story from his buddy who fainted when it happened because they were backing up trucks to load like Jersey barriers onto them, right? Going out to do some, you know, stuff. He's waving them back with one hand and the other hand is at that perfect height where like the lip of the truck just completely severed them, right? Well, his friend is freaking out, but this guy is like dead calm, like absolutely no problems in the world, and just walks up to the medic tent and goes, hey, can you guys reattach these for me?
Could they?
They did. We couldn't. We had to get him to a hospital. But, you know, when I get a 6'6" guy coming up to me asking me like deadpan, can you put my fingers back in my hand, please? It's, you kind of know this guy's in the military because he didn't get the, you know, the high scoring AIT scores.
How did he do it? Do you know how he did that?
So he was just not paying attention. He was literally backing up a truck to the Jersey barriers and the lip of the truck severed the hand that's like down by your waist. You know, if you're waving a truck back, you have one hand up, one hand down. The hand down was between the Jersey barrier and the lip of the truck. That was just like a giant sheer metal, like, you know, big, like, executioner's axe type thing.
So, right? So it wasn't necessarily that he was in shock. That was just basically his overall demeanor.
He just doesn't panic.
We thought he was in shock, but, like, all of his vitals were just calm, right? We are doing there, taking the blood pressure, we're taking this, he's responding normally. We're like, how did it happen? He's, like, telling the story. His buddy's hyperventilating. We found out he fainted. We thought it was heat exhaustion. No, he just, sight of blood, fainted.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of spooky. That guy didn't, his heart rate isn't even, like, going through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, like, blood doesn't freak me out, but if I saw your fingers get severed, then, yeah, I might hyperventilate myself. Whew.
Tara Daly, Steve Mix on the Daily Mix Morning Show. On the way, we'll sit and spin. We've got 10 songs from the Filthy 15 of 4:30. And your email's coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.